and welcome to a very abbreviated episode. What episode is this? 63, I think, of the Strong Style Story Podcast. I am your host, Selector Jeffrey Wessel. You can find me at Strong Style Story without the E in style on Twitter, and the blog is at strongstylestory.tumblr.com, though it's a little dormant for reasons we're about to get into. With me today, of course, is you know him by now, Chris Damasceno. Chris, how you doing, man?
Doing good. About yourself? I think we're both fighting the elements, to say the least. Timing, unfortunately, is appropriate and not appropriate at the same time.
Yeah. Real quick, the last New Japan show we were able to watch was the Manabu Nakanishi retirement show. Actually, that retirement match is actually worth watching.
Fun.
It's actually worth watching. I was very surprised.
Yes, it was a very enjoyable 8-man tag with a little bit of everything. Crowd was super invested into it. Just a fun show overall to watch, even before the main event itself. That was a good Korakuen for sure that they had. The Tiger Hattori retirements were pretty fun as well too.
Yeah, and of course we had the two New Japan Road shows that had title matches, and Shingo still remains a 2-belt.
Yes, good.
So
I like this.
Unfortunately, right after that, in one of the weirdest situations that's ever happened since we started this podcast, and I started the blog, the accompanying blog to go with it, because God knows Chris never does anything on the blog.
This is true.
Yeah, the blog's pretty much my domain. So I posted the day, the New Japan Cup announcements come, while I'm in bed, because, I have to get up at a god-awful early time in the morning, and, of course, Japanese, the time differences, you all know. And so I spent most of that night, of the following night, typing up all the lineups and doing all the news, and then the very next day, I have to write a blog retracting all of this. Because New Japan Pro Wrestling suspended all activity and all shows going from March 1st until March 15th.
Yep.
And I think we kind of knew this was coming. Chris, you're more on the Stardom tip, but Stardom actually kind of led the way by canceling a bunch of shows first.
Yeah. It was definitely a calculated move. It was more of a move I think everybody eventually saw coming, especially with the talks having been started about the possibility that even the Olympics might get shut down if the COVID-19, or as people know it probably better as the coronavirus, if that doesn't get contained in enough time, like Japan is even considering the possibility of the Olympics getting shut down.
And let's talk the scale of this, at least in Japan. The March Sumo Ba show in Osaka, the Hatsuba show, is going to be behind closed doors now, and that's a 15-day event at the Edeon Arena, and there will be no crowd there. And I think that's the Ba show Okada is usually found at.
Mm-hmm.
So not this year.
It's just one of those, man. It's very unfortunate situation, but again, it's also from the overall worldly standpoint too. Japan kind of botched their handling of this to begin with the cruise ship, as we saw in the news, and then just a lot of these cases have been spreading. Unfortunately, like, a lot of really dumb shit has come off of this, but that's like political commentary that we're probably better not getting into, otherwise we'll be here for the next hours.
Like the 14 Americans that were on there were just put among, the gen pop on an airplane instead of being isolated. Yeah, good idea, guys. Good one. But I mean, it's more than that. The J League, Japan's, soccer league.
Yeah, they got cancellations too, right?
Yeah, and it looks like baseball is going to Japanese baseball. Baseball is huge in Japan.
Yeah.
The preseason games are going to be closed doors.
And if the preseason games are being affected, it makes me wonder how the nationals for Japanese high school baseball are going to be affected by this as well, because that's coming up, I think, sometime in April and May on top of it.
Yeah, I mean
there's that to consider, just, too. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, like I said, they're already talking the Olympics, and that's not until August.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, let's not discuss worldwide, too. I mean, Serie A, the Italian soccer league, mm-hmm. is playing behind closed doors until April the 3rd.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I haven't, have any other wrestling promotions in Japan canceled anything?
I'm trying to think. I did hear something about All Japan maybe canceling some shows, but I admittedly haven't been paying too much attention to it, just because the past week has been a little bit crazy for me in terms of me running around all over the place, attending Jack's birthday party last weekend around, plus seeing a Suburban Fight the night prior and seeing Warhorse for the first time since he'd fully become Warhorse. Yeah. So,
right. There may not be, these things are wrestling shows here are going to get under risk. I mean, there's already some discussion about Tampa because, you know, Tampa now has a coronavirus case.
Yeah.
And, Chicago has several here, and, you know, AAW is running in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And, in fact, you know, there was just, you know, a comic book convention and an AEW pay-per-view here in the Chicago area, which you can hear more detail on Boom Goes the Dynamite. There's that concern. But, I mean, just today, both, you know, Emerald City Comic Con got postponed, and they, down in Austin, Texas, they just canceled South by Southwest. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, this is no joke.
No.
What's going on. And I'm beginning to have my doubts about the shows after the 15th going off.
Yeah, it really becomes a situation of whether, if after the 15th, if they decided to do shows, whether that would be something that's closed doors and trying to jam, like, an entire tournament within 5 nights, which does not sound healthy in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I mean, it is feasible, is not desirable, I'm guessing, to do that. Mm-hmm. It is feasible. I mean, and remember, you know, New Japan used to do this all the time.
True, it hasn't been quite some time since we've had that, so.
Yeah, I mean, way back when. You know, G1 Climax was usually, like, what, 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
But that was also back when it was, like, 8 people in G1 Climax, too, so, you know, sure. a little different. But, I guess really we're just kind of doing this show as more of a courtesy than anything, because, everything is borked right now, beyond belief.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I look at the New Japan schedule, and they have made absolutely no announcements. I mean, there's no cards listed at this point for the remaining remaining New Japan Cup Tour shows.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is a huge bummer because there were a lot of matches coming up that we were all looking forward to. You know, and if you want to talk about the seriousness of this, keep in mind that that New Japan's 8th anniversary show got canned for this.
Mm-hmm.
Or 48th, excuse me. 8th. I don't know where 8th came from, but yeah, 48th. No,
it was one of those things, like, it got between the New Japan Cup matches that we were looking forward to and the obvious Naito Hiromu match at the anniversary main event that we were super excited to see a couple of days ago that didn't end up happening. It's just, it's unfortunate, but again, it's one of those things where this is so serious that, I'd rather not see the health of these guys get risked for, you know, just entertainment sakes.
Right. I mean, well, the health of the workers, and by workers, I don't just mean the wrestlers. I mean, the, you know,
the refs, the staff, cast and crew, pretty much everybody involved with the whole production.
Yeah, and the people too, and the fans. You know, again, I mean, you and I are fighting colds right now. We've both attended wrestling shows. Again, correlation is not causation, but at the same time, it really is better safe than sorry.
Yes, very much so.
Even though at this point the whole New Japan calendar is completely hosed, unless they go through with these last five shows and actually adjust and do the cup, but then we have Sakura Genesis coming up. That's supposed to be at Ryogoku.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's even more people in one place. I mean, this is no joke.
Definitely so.
And it just stinks that, you know, we're doing a podcast about New Japan and there's no New Japan going on.
Yeah.
To really do a podcast about. But, you know, again, at the same time, what are we supposed to do? I mean, we can't really tuck our tails.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we don't have much to offer in the world of analysis, but at the very least, New Japan World has been doing a couple of, I think, their little together project, which I think they've been throwing a couple like studio shows together between wrestlers, conversing and such. I haven't gotten the chance to check it out yet, but at the very least, there's still content on New Japan World that's fairly new for people to see, given the circumstances. So at the very least, they're being proactive in some of that.
Yeah, they are, and of course, you know, I mean, literally, like the only thing we have to look forward to currently that we're aware of is Toriano's line of steaks at this point. You know?
Yeah.
Toriano's our show mascot and all.
Very much so.
You know, but, you know, always has been. But,
boy,
there is another net positive for this, which is now the guys can heal up a little bit.
Lord knows Naito has needed an actual, like, honest-to-God vacation for a while that doesn't involve, having eye surgery that could have ended his career if one little thing had gone wrong.
Yeah, or, you know, again, you know, after getting, you know, bust the fuck open hard way.
Yep.
With that, you know, in that match against Kenta. So, mm-hmm. all these guys really did need a break. I mean, let's face it. In that respect, that was kind of a positive.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I mean, when you know, there's all these matches that, yeah, we would have loved to have seen, but yeah, I think it was a little cynical of New Japan to be selling the Naito versus Hiromu T-shirt.
Yeah.
Still, that was a pretty cynical move, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. So anyway, unfortunately, this is, you know, more of a pod. Well, actually, you know, at this point, I don't even think we're going to consider this a true episode at this point.
It's more just a slight update on things that got canceled a couple of days ago. We'll get back to you with more info once we know more.
Yeah, we really don't know much beyond that, but I mean, I think if nothing else, we have a little bit of a courtesy here mm-hmm. to do this show and, you know, this little pod. At this point, it's a pod blast. You know, forget what I said about this being episode 63. This is not episode 63.
It's like 62.5. There we go.
Yeah, there we go. We could do it. 62.5, or this is just going to be a special pod blast.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's the offbeat Police Academy movie that you didn't expect. It probably wasn't needed, but we did it anyway.
At this point, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
The Police Academy series?
Way back?
Leslie Nielsen?
Oh, well, yeah.
Those movies?
Leslie Nielsen was not in Police Academy. You're thinking of The Naked Gun. Because it was based on Police Squad, which was a short-lived TV show that he was on.
Right. I think I know where the confusion came from. it translated in Portuguese as Police Academy.
Oh,
for
no
the title there.
Okay,
so
because there actually was a Police Academy series. I had like Steve Guttenberg and, you know, the Michael Winslow, you know, the sound effects guy.
I do see what you mean now, because so. Apologies for the confusion, folks. We're delirious at this point.
Yeah,
we're so weak than Jeff, but.
Further tangent. Do you know where Michael Winslow? Do you know that the first time I ever saw him was not Police Academy?
What was it?
It was in Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams. When Cheech was like, he was given acid by actual Timothy Leary, and then he was hallucinating, and Michael Winslow is there as Jimi Hendrix with a broomstick instead of a guitar, because, you know, of course he's doing the guitar noises.
My God.
And it was,
what a time.
Oh my God, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. But anyway. Sorry for that little tangent. We gotta buffer this out somehow, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Thanks for joining Boomercast with Jeff and Chris, basically.
That's right, yeah. If Michael Winslow is listening to this, please come on the show, even if you have no idea about New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Japanese Pro Wrestling. We will teach you the ways, if anything.
Yeah.
At the very least, you'll walk away with the fact that Toru Yano is a funny man and you should watch his matches during the G1 climax.
There you go.
If anything.
If there is a G1 climax at this point, because they're going to cancel
in October, so who knows?
Yeah. Well, that's true. It's not until October. But yeah, long story short, everything's bort. The coronavirus it sucks, and world governments are.
Dumb.
Let's just keep their responses.
Yeah, let's just keep this really basic, because it's one of the circumstances where some governments surprisingly nailed their responses well, and some of them just botched it completely. There's almost no in between.
And unfortunately, the U.S. and Japan are two of those that completely botched it. You know what? Since Hideaki Anno is making that Shin Ultraman, I'm starting to wonder if this is going to play into it the way that Fukushima played into Shin Godzilla.
My God. I mean, it's good of an element to use at this point for your fiction, as any. So until then, basically just
not to sound
more
flip.
News will come onto the blog as we find out. Jeff will be diligent about that, unlike myself, because as it turns out, he is the harder working of the two of us. I can easily admit to that.
We're kind of rambling at this point, and we don't mean to sound flippant, but we really don't mean to sound flippant, because of course, you know, people are, you know, actually dying from this.
Yeah,
and,
definitely not. It's
and,
just,
you know, but I mean,
it's unfortunate.
Well, yeah, it's that gallows humor, because if you don't laugh, you'll cry, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. But, you know, just again, in summation, New Japan is on hold for now. I guess the blog's on hold for now, because I have nothing to blog about.
Yeah. But once we get through the 15th, hopefully at that point things are a little bit more settled, we know where we're going, and then from there we can carry on accordingly. So
yeah, and that's where we're at. So yeah, so until we find out more, that this is where we're at, this is the update, and you know, thanks for listening to us on the Pro Wrestling Only podcast network. Chris and I, of course, also do Boom Goes the Dynamite on the show with a very, you know, kind of a rotating cast depending on the day. But,
yeah, depends on the timing, but alas, it will be us this week at the very least, the usual suspects. So
yeah, and that'll be coming soon too. So anyway, thanks for listening to us ramble about the coronavirus and the lack of New Japan that's going on. But again, just, you know, stay tuned to the blog at strongstylestory.tumblr.com. Of course, you know, pay attention to at NJPW Global. You know, for news updates as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure they're going to have the news before I will. I can assure you of that. But, in the meantime, yeah, stay safe. You know, wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes.
Mm-hmm. Just basic hygiene. Just don't full panic, but be a little scared and, you know, take the precautions towards it.
Yeah, take your precautions. They say don't touch your face too, but you know, I know sometimes with some people it's a little more difficult than others. So you know, just be careful out there. As they used to say on the old Hill Street Blues show, just be careful. Let's be careful out there. So
for sure.
Anyway, if you want plugs, listen to Boom Goes the Dynamite later, because we're not gonna do the plugs here. So we're just gonna
just
bail.
Out.
Yeah, we're just gonna bail out on this one. So anyway, thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll have some
more. See you next time.
Yeah, we'll have some more. Hopefully we'll have some more positive New Japan related news the next time that we. The next time that we speak. So, all right, until Chris, want to say goodbye?
Yeah, we'll see you next time around, guys.
Yep, we'll talk to you. All right, thanks.